Good evening. On Tuesday the 20th of December 2022. In a few days' time, we're going to celebrate Christmas with two services, one on the Saturday evening and the other on the Sunday morning. Sunday morning being Christmas Day this year. And I was just thinking, isn't it funny that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ with a service where we remember his death? And in some ways, that may seem strange. And I suppose I just thought it seemed a bit strange. So I just thought I'd record a few words. And I may actually record this, if you like, as a sermon for Christmas, or could be one of the sermons. Just in many ways, watch this space and find out if I record something else. But I was thinking too that earlier on today, there was a service in the church by the school children. Because the school children meet, obviously, in school next door to the church. And they come into the church to use it for their carol service. And in many ways, a carol service with 9 lessons and carols may be more appropriate to celebrate Christmas, to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And it was a very good service, and the children did really well. And it was enjoyed by everyone. But as we come up to Christmas, we celebrate it rather than with a carol service, and we had our own carol service on Sunday night in church. And as I said, the children from the primary school at their carol service this morning. But we'll celebrate with Holy Communion. And traditionally, the services take place late on the Saturday night. I remember as a youngster going to church at 11:30 at night. 11:30 at night on Christmas Eve night. Not really understanding why I was out late at night. And only it was with asking people, you were finding out that the actual Holy Communion was being celebrated after midnight. So in essence, very early on Christmas Day morning. And in some ways, I suppose it was to help families so that they could still celebrate Christmas but not have to bring the children out the next morning to go to church. And equally as well, there'll always be people who prefer to come at the morning service on Christmas Day, which is why I have a second service on Christmas morning. But it just struck me as strange, perhaps, that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ in and through a service where we remember his death. And yet, in order to understand Jesus completely, we do need to think of his birth as in coming into the world. And we need to remember too his death, because during his life Jesus said, unless you eat this bread and drink this cup, you have no part of me. And I suppose we can get caught up in the wonder of a child being born of his virgin mother and the miracle that is in and of itself. And yet, we can't fully understand that unless we realise what Jesus did and what he came to do. And it's not just simply accepting and acknowledging that he was born into the world, Emmanuel, God with us, but that we need to believe in him. And the belief in him is totally encapsulated in the Holy Communion service, because it's his body broken, it's his blood shed for our healing, for our salvation, for our restoration, for our deliverance, for everything that he came to bring. We remember in and through Holy Communion, because Holy Communion speaks of what he has done. And really, there's nothing for us to do other than believe. Believe in Jesus. Believe that he is the Saviour of the world. Believe that he's done it all. That not only has he done enough, but he's done it all. And all that we're required to do is believe and receive. And I suppose then, in a very real way, we receive the bread and the wine. We're receiving him. We're receiving his sacrifice, because he's the Lamb of God that has taken away the sin of the world, which is what John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus coming for his baptism, to be baptized by John. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so whenever we remember in Holy Communion, Jesus has taken away the sin of the whole world. And he is the Saviour. And not just the Saviour of the world, but he's my Saviour. And he's our personal Saviour. And whenever we recognise and acknowledge and receive him as our Saviour, we're born again. Which is what I was talking about last week. Because we're all born in Adam, every single one of us. And that birth we had nothing to do with. But as a result of the fall, we're born spiritually dead. But in Christ and believing in him, we're born again. And so we're born spiritually, and we receive his body and his blood as we eat and drink the bread and the wine. And that's truly wonderful. And so, in a very real way, yeah, that's great that we celebrate his birth, his coming into the world, because it reminds us of the beginning of the process, that God loves us so much that he wanted to come and share himself with us in order to redeem us, in order to save us. And that really is good news. And so even though it may seem strange that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ with a service remembering his death, it's actually perfect. It is good news of itself. And so I want to encourage you this Christmas, whatever way you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, remember his death too. Remember that he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you've no part of me. And so believe in him and trust in him and receive from him and be renewed in and through him daily. And not simply and not just by taking bread and wine in Holy Communion, but spending time with him and talking to him and just fellowshipping with him, because we have a relationship with him because he is our Saviour, because he is our Lord, because he is Emmanuel with us, our God who became a man in the form of a baby, just like the rest of us, and yet different in that he was and is without sin, because he was born of a virgin. But yet he became a man, and he walked with the disciples, but he walks with us today, because he lives in us by his Holy Spirit, whenever we believe and receive him and trust him as our Saviour and our Lord. So I want to encourage you to enjoy and to celebrate this Christmas. And just wish to take this opportunity to wish everyone a very happy Christmas. And indeed in the week to come, a prosperous 2023. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.